Incidentally, I've got you.
It's on program.
I've got you men a bottle of wine down there, and it's out of the second bunch, and it's a little drier than that first one. And if you can get Patrick to remember it, I had that ready last time he came up here.
And there's 2 weeks he's been up here without it.
He said, well, I'll get it next. He's in a rush or something. I'll get it next time or something like that.
No, you didn't tell me you had any.
Really?
Yes.
No, I got a...
You probably told Vicky and she wasn't...
Pretty good size bottle.
She wasn't going to contribute.
I intend if you bring it up here a month ago, and I never could think...
It'll be... It'll be...
Hey, it's a month old.
Yeah.
Hey, it's no good when you get sat off your
it's thing. It's really ripped by now, ain't it?
That's what Fireball drinks. Feed that ghost.
I don't believe he's ever been down there. He don't get farther than Patty. Boy, he's mowed down her flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you
helped her out, had he? Hadn't heard that story.
There's nearly been
we'll work on that one a little
there's
bit.
There's nearly been a shooting round there. Fireball and
she
Snowball.
She's ready to kill him.
You may have seen Fish Pond and all kinds of
well, all right. She's trying to get morning glories to grow. I usually weed eat them down, you know, trying to clear them out.
They
all over
were
stuff.
Morning glories. She bought them. They had one of them had double blossoms on it. It was a double. Oh, the old goat and that sheep, now, they love those homemade flowers.
Hey, those morning glories are good stuff.
It looked like a war zone. It looked like something had gone off, defoliated it or something.
Agent Orange.
Agent Fireball.
He had a Bradford pear planted outside her.
Yeah. They love Bradford pears.
No, I ran over that thing twice.
They love them too. The goat riddled that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he got it.
He
after I ran
the
bar over
gone
twice.
And everything.
Patrick broke it down.
I broke it for them all. I tried to stand it back up while she wasn't looking. It turned brown anyway. And he gets excited when we come around. He jumps up on stuff. And wets all over
the place.
Well,
somebody said he got up on your car.
Yeah, he jumped up on the hood of the car the other day. He was happy to see me. He just bailed up there. Of course, that hood of that car slopes.
She's loud.
He scrambled around there and wrote his name on the hood. Yeah.
We're not going to have you have a goat barbecue one of these days.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Vicky's happy with him up to that point. And she blamed the dog for scratching. The car had scratches on the hood already. And she blamed the dog for it. I said, yeah, dog must have scratched. Of course, I figured he'd go. We couldn't afford that last time. She's sitting in the car when we jumped up there.
Looked a lot like that goat.